Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
From the Intercom Studios, it is Patty Steele and, of course, the wonderful Brad Blanks. And we're talking to a lady who you know really well from Friday Night Lights. But beginning today, you can see her in the regular role of Dove in the DC Comics TV series Titans. Let's welcome Minka Kelly.
Woo-wee.
Minka!
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, how you doing? Now, this Dove has wings, right?
She does.
Makes sense.
Yes, I have wings. Though I can't fly. I don't have any superpowers. My wings are my shield and my weapon. But I do get to protect people and take people under my wing, which is very cool.
So how did you totally get involved in this? I mean, because this is like a huge business, but what kind of drew you to this one?
Yeah, thank you. I'm so excited to be a part of it. About this one in particular, just because it's so different from any other superhero show you've seen. It's different from anyone on TV, especially, just because it's a lot more grown-up version. It's more dark, it's more gritty, it's more realistic.
Oh, cool.
But still finding a balance between keeping the superhero aspect of it. But I just love that this one in particular starts with why these characters have become who they've become and how these are all very broken, deeply flawed, lost souls trying to find their way and their identities. Dove in particular, I love playing because the opportunity to play a woman who is warm and kind and nurturing, but also a badass who can take out bad guys. I love the fact that she's, because you usually only see one or the other with female characters, and so showing that you can be both things is really exciting. It's the most exciting for me.
So what about when you're walking around the Warner Brothers lot and you see that big photo of Dove, of you as Dove.
Right? I was very surprised. It was really cool.
Minka, I have to know, from a Friday Night Lights point of view, what is Lila Garrity doing right now in life?
Oh, my gosh. What is she doing? I think she might now probably be a teacher at Vanderbilt.
Oh, that's a good move forward. I like that.
That's perfect. Now, Minka, you're also working with Mucinex. Why does a superhero need a cold and flu medicine?
Well, it's just with the traveling I'm doing and having to work, I can't afford to get sick right now. And the fact that we're in, you know, fall and winter's coming and, well, that sounded familiar. Winter's coming. sorry. It's cold and flu season. And so learning that there are 158 million Americans who would rather hide being sick so you don't have to miss out on all these activities. So instead of taking on this secret sick identity, you can look to Mucinex Cold and Flu All-in-One for relief and get back to your hero self.
I love that.
That's great.
You're perfect for that.
Yeah, well, I hope I Thank become you. A hero after I take some.
Me too.
Well, you are. Well, thanks so much, Minka.
Thank you so much. Thanks. Nice talking to you guys. Have
you
a good
too.
Day.
Thank you, you too.
Minka Kelly, now when's the show on, Brad?
It's DC Comics streaming service that begins today.
Yeah, DC, you know, Superman, Batman, Scott used to love those.
It's their own Netflix.
Those characters.
Basically.
So, I get it. I got it. I understand that. But that's that's Minka Kelly you were talking to, right?
Right. Yep.
You do realize there was another area you could have gone into. You covered the Mucinex.
Yeah.
You covered the TV show.
Ad nauseum.
Were you aware that she did, you know, sleep with Derek Jeter for a year or so?
Patty and I.
Oh, wait a minute. I said Brad.
Oh,
we
you're
need
blaming
to ask
Brad.
Her about
no, I said, I
I'm too chicken to ask her. I can't ask. Patty wanted to go straight for the dirt.
I've learned what a puss you are this week. It's amazing. Yes,
so it's I don't drink enough.
So,
and I
Brad,
ask.
It's your fault.
It is my fault. I'll take that.
Yes.
What am I going to say, Scott? What am I going to? How am I going to put that into a conversation about a superhero?
Well, something
a
sweet. Is it,
even in the intro, I wanted to say, and former Derek Jeter love. Yeah. And he said, no, don't do that.
You can't do that, Patty.
I can't believe it.
Hey, Mika, did you get one of those baskets after you
did
left?
You get a nice gift basket, a consolation gift basket, when he escorted you to the door?
Tell us about Derek's bobblehead.
Tell us, does he really have that garage with all the Fords in it? Could have asked him anything or her anything. But no, not Brad.
No.
You don't want to get to the heart of the matter. You want to talk about
Mucinex.
You want to talk about Mucinex. Why does a superhero need Mucinex?
Hey, that was a good question.
Come on, that was a good one. I liked it.
She was lovely.
She was nice.
Yeah, she was very sweet. What?
Brad, you ought to be sued for something.
Gross misuse of the airwaves.
Yeah. What could have I said? What would have happened? Like
dereliction of duty. Is that it? That it?
So how would have you approached
that's something.
It?
Something.
You say, you know, you've been lucky. You're a lovely lady, and you've gone out with so many handsome.
Like Derek Jeter.
Like Derek Jeter.
What know? Was it like to touch his body after he hits a home run?
You don't say that. No. You got to have a little class.
Right, after the Mucinex, you could have said, now, is Derek Jeter something to sneeze at?
Like that. Very right, good.
Man, you're a great teacher.
Oh, my Lord.
You're a great interviewer.
I'm going to have John do the next interview.
Yeah, you'd be a big wuss, too. You wouldn't get around to that. There's a way to do it, you know. Are you a big, after you dated Derek Jeter, were you a big baseball fan?
That's a good one.
A lot of different ways to go, but no, you put your head in the sand and ran.
Well, Scott, he's also observed you ask questions like that and have people walk out of the studio.
Yes. Right? That's a possibility, too. And then that would be good for your resume. Mika Kelly once hung up on me.
Radio.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.